All right. By the way, I think we started a new bus route today and had a great Sunday. I think this is probably one of the biggest Sundays, non-special day that we've had. And so, again, thank you for helping us to purchase that bus. They're already saying we need to buy another one. So it's like, can we just calm down here, okay? And so I'm all for it. I want to reach as many people as we can and as many different groups as we can. If you knew the ideas and the dreams and the goals I have, you wouldn't want to hear them. And so, still praying that God gives us that church building over there. Okay, we'll fill that thing up over there. And a part of that is our deaf ministry, and I appreciate our workers that help with that, and appreciate Brother Barr. He goes around the country doing fantastic Saturdays and just trying to reach the deaf, and we have a desire. We have a great deaf group in our church, and so they had their fantastic Saturday yesterday. He'll tell you a little bit about it. He's going to come preach for us tonight, and so let's give him a warm Pacific Baptist welcome as he comes.
It's a great blessing to be back with you again. Diane's going to interpret for me the first part here. As we get started, it's been a great weekend, and we're thankful for your church and for the ministry that you have to deaf people. Deaf people here, anybody involved in the deaf ministry, would you raise your hand, please, so we can see that? All of you deaf, raise your hand. And hearing people involved in the deaf ministry, it takes a minute for the interpreter to catch up. You realize that, right? Okay, thank you. And it's good to be back. Thank you so much for supporting our ministry to the deaf. You are one of our supporting churches, so the fruit we see in other places is accounted to your account. And so thank you so much for being involved with us. Yesterday we had a great day. It's called a Fantastic Saturday. And I'm going to show you some slides here so you can see what the day was about. It's for deaf people and deaf ministries. We conduct these all across the country. We have another gentleman with our ministry. I'm the president of Silent Word. We have the vice president who does the northeast area of the country, and he does his Fantastic Saturdays. We do ours for the purpose of helping deaf ministries. Amen. Fantastic Saturday is not the only thing we do, though. We print a lot of literature. We do a lot of videos. We have ministry with missionaries. We have 34 on our team. I'll tell you a little bit about that. You'll see some slides. But a little bit more about Fantastic Saturday. The next slide here. I believe we have our theme next, and that is the deaf can. And you notice in little print, it says the hearing can also. All right. It was a play on that, you know, of course. But you know what? Our emphasis yesterday was deaf people can serve the Lord. Amen. And we want to encourage deaf people to serve the Lord, and we want to encourage hearing people as well. Yeah. We all can serve the Lord together. We're a team. We're in the family of God, and we work together to reach people for the gospel. Yeah. Then the next slide you'll see. Here has the theme that we were using, one of the verses we were using, and the scripture says, for if they're hearing mind. Now, the second part of that verse is hard for deaf to understand. So I explained it this way. First, your mind is willing. Second, God accepts what I have. Don't worry about what I don't have. Okay, now that's what that verse says. And we changed, we realized we were not changing scripture. We're just making it more clear, okay? I understand that. But in order to get that across, and that's true, we need to not worry about what we don't have and use what we can't do have. I'm not preaching yet, all right? Next, the slide will show you the group that we had here yesterday, how wonderful it was. Great to see the folks that we had yesterday here. And then I think the next slide will show you the actual numbers of our report. We had 60 people here, 29 deaf people. And 10 different churches. There was a salvation decision yesterday. That was great to see. And then the other decisions, 22 other decisions out of 60. That's like a third of the people that were here yesterday made a decision to serve the Lord in one way or the other, to up their game, to level up, as you're saying, this year. Isn't that a tremendous thing? And so we thank you for that. The next slide will tell you, I'll show you about our ministry a little bit. This is our mission team. We have 34 on our mission team. And we are serving the Lord all over the country and around the world. We have two of our missionaries who are starting deaf churches here in the United States. And you say, well, why does a missionary need to start a deaf church? Can't they just be a pastor? Yes, but deaf people are typically poor. And you have to have a lot more deaf people to be able to start a church than you do hearing people. And so really, many of the church works, church ministries to the deaf, churches themselves for the deaf, have to have their pastor either work a second job or be a missionary, to be able to go spend their full time reaching and teaching deaf people. And as you can tell from your deaf ministry, it takes a lot of workers as well to do that. And so this is our team. We also have people in Liberia, in serving the Lord there, working with deaf people. We have people in Romania serving the Lord there and being able right now learning the language and then starting a deaf church and then, Lord willing, a school for the deaf for all of Europe over there as well. We have a missionary in Canada. So we're wide range of ministries and things we do. And we like to help, we like to think of ourselves as, you remember Toys R Us? Okay, you older folks, remember, I mean, normal people. Well, I'm getting in trouble here. You know, anybody under the age of, never mind. Okay, so Toys R Us, we're Deaf Ministries R Us. All right, we don't use that term because it's copyrighted, of course. But, you know, that's who we are. That's what we do. And so pray for us. This time of the year has been a very busy time of the year for us. We get back on Monday. We'll end up being in the office until the end of the week and then get out into another meeting and just run in 7 days a week. Thankfully, in just a short time, that 7 days a week kind of slows down a little bit, and we get to take our breath. But we're not slowing down, just changing gears. And so praise the Lord for that. Thank you so much, Pacific Baptist Church. Thank you, Pastor Myers, and for your hosting this meeting. It was very, very valuable to many people yesterday, and your church was able to influence a lot of people with the gospel and then to encourage them in ministry yesterday. So thank you. Thank you. In just a moment, I'm going to be preaching in voice and sign language. Before I do, I want to mention a few things we have on the table in the back here. Now, we mentioned things about the table. I'm not trying to sell you anything. We brought some tools that we hope to help you in ministry. Some of them are tracts like this one. This says, "Pardon Me." Recently, we went through a season of pardons politically. And, okay, it's kind of a live topic right now. You can pick that up and use that. One of the tracts or the pamphlets we gave away yesterday was, "God Made Me for a Purpose." And He did. And it talks about your spiritual gifts and other things that you can use for the Lord. We have one here that's learning sign language. You can learn about 100 signs, just enough to be dangerous. And don't worry, they're not going to ask you to interpret yet. Okay, so don't worry about that. And then general topics, Bible lessons from the eagle. And so you might find this fascinating. If you like eagles and all of that, it's wonderful. And then also we have some QR code tracks like this. And I usually leave this side up. It says there's hope. This was done by Caleb Garraway. You know Caleb Garraway. He's been here at this church. And he asked us to sign this for him. And so we put it in sign language, and he edited the sign language onto the video. And so this one is particularly in sign language with him speaking and doing his video. But it also has a great message for both deaf and hearing, and it's the Gospel Film Project. So pick one of those up and put it in your purse, your wallet, and be able to give it to a deaf person when you see a deaf person. And then one more thing, and then I'll get to the last part, the Solid Word newspaper. This, we print 9,500 of these every 2 months, and we send it out to people all over the United States. And we put it online, we send it to people in other countries, and the purpose is to encourage deaf ministries. It's newsy. It's not about Silent Word Ministries, although we're in there a lot. I mean, we're doing something for the deaf. And you'll see the Tannehills in there also as well. They've been in there. And others that are working with the deaf. So pick one of those up and learn more about the deaf. It's a free newspaper back on the table back there. Then we have other sign language materials if you're interested. Things back there just to look and see if you can see if it would be helpful to you. Finally, pick up a prayer card and pray for us. Brethren, pray for us. We need your prayers. Deaf ministry is a very busy, active ministry. There's a lot involved. And our ministry is very, very busy and active. And not just busy, but productive. And that's what we want to be, is productive for the Lord. And so pray for us in that regard. Now, we're going to take a moment here. We're going to begin tonight in Luke chapter 14. And I'm going to pray. When I pray, we'll read these verses, and I'll begin in sign language. I do want to give you this disclaimer. Anytime you're speaking in two languages at one time, the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, all right? So just listen to the unstable tonight. No, seriously, the English language, you will notice there's some changes. And in sign language, it's not going to be perfect. Okay, so we're going to do both at the same time tonight. The reason is to communicate deaf people in their language and focus on the deaf tonight, but also to give you a flavor of what we do with deaf people. And we'll be preaching to hearing as well, so don't turn us off yet. It's the Bible. All right, so let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll begin with this. Our Father tonight, thank you for what you have done, for what you are doing. Lord, thank you for what you've done in our hearts, that we have Christ, that we can serve you with our whole heart. Lord, thank you for those that are back on a Sunday night to hear your word. We pray, Lord, that as we look into your word, that you'll touch our hearts, that you'll work in our lives. Lord, that you will use us in a greater way in the days ahead. We need to hear from you tonight, Lord. We don't need to just come to church. We need to hear from you. So we pray that you'll touch our hearts, work in us tonight. Bless the preaching of your word, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Diane. Okay, y'all see fine? Okay, this is not in the way? Good, okay, see fine. All right. So the Bible says in Luke chapter 14, we're going to talk about this idea of don't forget the deaf. Well, okay, maybe we say remember deaf people. Or maybe we could just think about it as people out there, we need to not forget those people. And we're going to look at Luke chapter 14 tonight. The verses will be on the screen so deaf people can see it. Because if deaf people look down, the microphone goes off. Okay, so they'll be looking this way. And the verse says in verse 16, then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time, saying unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. By the way, you go out and you tell people, come, come, come. It's not as important that they come to church as they come to Christ. But if they come to Christ, they should come to church, right? And we should be here. And so he says, come, for all things are now ready. And then verse 18, it says, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have bought five yoke. Okay, it's like, yeah, this yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. There were three different excuses that were given here in this passage of Scripture. Three different excuses. The first one, the person said, I've bought ground. I've got things, I've got to go do something with that. You know, things. Do you like things? Do you like things? Some of the wives are looking at their husbands right now. Yeah. Do you like, well, we all like things. But here they made an excuse. Things can prevent us from serving God. When you get a new phone, how much time does it take to set that up? Boy, I'm seeing a lot of this right now, okay? And things, look, we need a phone. We need things. We think we do. But there are people in the world that don't have those things. We don't need things as much as we think we need things. I saw a person that was trading phones every 6 months. That's crazy. The things sometimes can pull us away so we don't focus on what is really important. That was the first excuse. Then the second excuse was, I've bought oxen. And so I have business. I've got to do something. My business, my work. You know, work can get in the way of serving the Lord. It's better to work so that we can get the food that we need so that we can serve the Lord rather than serving our business and maybe once in a while serving the Lord. You know what I mean? And so work. But this one, he made an excuse of work. He said, I cannot, please have me excused. And then the third one, he said, I've married a wife. That's a lot of work. And the wives understand, he's a lot of work. Okay, it works both ways, doesn't it? You know, and so we need time together. And so we could say social. We could say that it is the time together. Look, we need time together. But social, let me say Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, I don't even know, all those other things, all that social, it's very easy to get drawn into that. How many times, look, let me ask, how many of you have done, oh, what time is it? Has that happened? Don't raise your hand, okay? Don't raise your hand. But it's true. It's very easy to get involved in all this stuff, and we get pulled into it, and we have all these friends that are not our friends. And maybe we have real friends, but social. I can't go to church because of my friends. Deaf people are famous, okay? You come to church? Just a minute. My friend, you going to church? No? Okay, no, I'm not going to church. Okay, that's famous, deaf. They're all going, And it's very easy to let all of these things get in the way of serving God. Each of those situations, they're important, yes, but they're not the most important. They're an excuse. Bob Jones, Sr., said this, an excuse is the skin, off of reason, stuffed with a lie. Ooh. And these three were making excuses. There was a good reason. But it wasn't the best reason. And so they were all making excuse. Worldly things, the things in this world, are all temporary. Everything you see, this clothes, they're temporary because you put on weight. Okay? Your shoes are temporary. Your car is temporary. Your house is temporary. The things that we have, they're just temporary. Your family is only here for a short time. Your friends, yeah, they can turn on you. Everything is temporary here. Use it well. Serve God. The most important things in this world are not things. I forget who said that, but that's an important thing. The most important things in this world are not things. It's people. And so these people, these all three made these excuses. I want you to notice what happened here next. All right, let me get my bearings here just a second, okay? So in verse 21, it says this, so that the servant came and showed his Lord these things, and the master of the house being angry, whoo, look, there's a sign, okay? Like the Hulk. Okay, angry. He was angry. And he said to his servant, go quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring hither, and he says these people. He says, the poor and the maimed, and the halt and the blind. We understand these four categories of people. First of all, it says the poor. There are people all around us that are poor. Some people are poor because of bad decisions. Some people are poor because of just things that have happened in their life. Some people are poor because they didn't plan ahead and something happened. There are many reasons for the poor, but Jesus said the poor you always have with you. They're always going to be poor people. And here, the begging, bring the poor people to Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that poor people can come to Jesus? Okay? Aren't you glad that when you were poor spiritually, you could come to Jesus and become rich spiritually? Wow. And the richness that we have in Jesus Christ, don't just hold it, but share it. And so he says, bring hither the poor. And then he says, the maimed. Okay? Maimed. There's not a sign for maimed, okay? Maybe it's something that has cut off a hand, or maybe it's something that has changed their body. You see pictures up here. One of my friends was building a house. He's at my church in Georgia. He was building a house for his daughter. He was on the second level up here, and he was building the house for his daughter. Wasn't yet finished the house. So he was building the house, and he was cutting a plank. And he went, he cut off it. That's not his hand, okay? But my friend, he has that finger right there. He has no finger, nothing. I met a missionary to the deaf one time. Missionary to the deaf had no finger like that. Okay, it was hard to understand him because he talked with a bad accent. It was hard to see his hands. Okay, it was really, really strange. Okay? And so people that have had happened, you see people that have a wheelchair or people that are on a walker, you don't know their background. And sometimes people think, oh, no. Jesus said, bring those people. Those people need Jesus. Those people need friends to encourage them here in this church. And then it says there, it says the halt, the people that were born differently, the people that are crippled, the people that have different ways of expressing themselves. Maybe Down syndrome. Maybe a person that is mentally low. A person that has autism. A person that is, they're different, but like, sometimes people just go like, I don't want to be around them. But Jesus said, bring them. Bring them. They're important. By the way, deaf people are important for God. Praise the Lord for a church that loves the deaf. And he says, bring them. And then it says, the blind. Well, you know what a blind person looks like, right? Okay. What does a blind person look like? They maybe have glasses, or maybe have the cane, or maybe somebody is holding their elbow as they're walking. They're blind. Okay. What does a deaf person look like? Can't see. They're talking back to me here. You can't see because deaf people look like hearing people. Yep. They're just, their ears are gone. But not their mind and not their soul. And deaf people can do most everything. Yep. They can't hear. And so because they can't hear their communication, we have this sign, communication breakdown. This is the sign for communication. This is the sign for communication breakdown. And what happens is a deaf person will go, and a hearing person about blah 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 blah, and deaf person goes like, because you did you know that when you are talking you look like this, ba 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 ba, the deaf are laughing because that's one of their signs, and they pick on hearing people, blah 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 blah. Praise the Lord for an interpreter. Okay, and maybe you don't like your interpreter. Doesn't matter. He's interpreting the word of God and giving it to you. Yep. Praise the Lord. Maybe your interpreter is not skilled. Doesn't matter. Well, now, if you go to court, it matters, okay? All right? If you're making an application for a job, it matters. But the people that serve the Lord here in the deaf ministry love deaf people. There's a burden here in this church to help deaf people understand. Yep. Deaf person, let's look at the next slide here. This guy right here, this, see all of these? Which of those are hearing? Okay. You know who's hearing there? Okay, who's hearing? Well, the deaf, but who the person is hearing there? You don't know? Wait a minute, go back one. Okay? Who is hearing right there in that slide? Who? Don't point to me. Diane tells me I'm deaf sometimes. Okay? She is the hearing person, not me. But I want to show you one guy right here, Stephen. His name is Stephen. Show the next slide there. Stephen. He's a deaf guy. He was in our youth ministry many years ago, deaf. He has been driving a van, picking up deaf people. He's deaf. Picking up deaf people, driving around for, how many years? Bringing deaf people to come to church, helping to teach the Sunday school class for the deaf. He's not a preacher. He's just a normal person. I didn't mean you're not normal, okay? Okay, but I'm in the same boat, okay? So I'm talking about me, not you, brother. Oh, I just lost our support, okay? So, but just a deaf guy that's serving the Lord for all of these years. One time he was driving down the road. It was at night. He was dropping deaf people after church. He was dropping them back off. He was driving down the road, and a police officer pulled up behind him. So he pulls over to the side. The police officer said, blah, 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 blah. He said, don't try that. Oh, so you try that. Okay, yeah, okay. He said, no. Nah. So the police officer said, police didn't know sign language, but everybody understood that. So, okay, okay. Because what had happened was he was talking with his friends. Okay? Oh, deaf. And his friends were trying to sign back, so he had to look at his friends to sign. So if you're behind somebody and they're all over the road, they're maybe texting, they may be drunk, or they may be deaf. Okay? He's been serving the Lord for so many years. Let me tell you about deaf people a little bit more. I'm a missionary to the deaf. I have to do this. I want to do this, all right? So let's go to the next slide here. I want to show you Stephen. I want to show you deaf people. Do you know that deaf people, the problem is communication? Yeah. Deaf people need somebody to come up to church in church and give them a hug and to say, I love you. They know that you don't know sign language. But what happens is when a deaf person is growing up, mom and dad don't know sign language. Can you imagine growing up? And I said this last year, but can you imagine growing up and you can't talk to your mom and dad? Imagine being a parent and the child. What are we going to do with this one? They're deaf. Did you know that 90% of parents don't, parents of deaf people, they have deaf children. The parents, 90% don't learn sign language. And you wonder why these people are different. They need help. They need somebody to love them. Okay? They need someone to care for them. And so deaf people, it's not seen. It's a very overlooked, thank you, the word. Overlooked group of people. You don't see them. So, they're not there. Yes, deaf people are all over the LA area. Yep. And they need a church, but they need Jesus Christ first. Because they have the same, you see on the videos, all the different perversions of mind today, it's involved in the deaf bad. It's that way. Deaf people are unable to speak up for themselves, and so sometimes they get to be abused. That came out wrong. It happens that they're abused. It's either verbal abuse or other kinds of abuse. I know a person, right now I know a person, that when she was growing up, she was locked in her bedroom. She's deaf. She was a wild kid. But mom and dad, what do you do with you? They locked her. She figured out a way to open the window, get out. They had to go find her, bring her back in, lock her. So the lock didn't work, so they tied her hands to the bed. You can imagine what that happens, what happens to a person. Maybe you know some friends that had abuse in the past. It's sad. And deaf people are silent. They can't speak up. They need someone to be able to teach them and help them. They don't know what the Bible says. Yeah. Somebody's got to teach them and take the time. Where'd John Fierro go? You know it takes a long time. Teach. It takes a long time. You teach deaf in your church, long time. Okay? It's hard. It's a ministry that somebody has to be burdened for. The question is, who will tell them about Jesus Christ? I have a couple of minutes. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. There was a deaf lady. We were over this house in Virginia, okay? Over at this deaf lady's house, we were talking to her. She got saved. She accepted Jesus Christ. She got saved. She said, oh, you need to go and you tell my husband's wife about salvation. We were like, your husband's wife? Yeah. My husband, I was divorced from him. He married my best friend. Now I'm concerned about her. She's going to have a birthday party. I'm giving her a birthday party soon. You need to go tell her. It's like, whoa. She told us about the party, so we showed up at the party. Trying to witness to her. I mean, you know, it's like, and she met us at the door, and she said, come on in. So we went in, and all these deaf people, blah, 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 just started. There was no voice. It was all sign language. And so we were talking. Well, time kind of went on. I said, I need to come back and tell you something very important. You know, privacy. She said, no, it's important. Tell me now. I said, okay. So we're all standing around in this circle watching, and I'm witnessing to this lady. And she goes like, she understood. She said, yeah, I want that. She accepted Jesus Christ and got saved. The crowd, woo, you know, that was really good. Her husband, I'm not even going to go there how do you explain that, but her husband was in the other room and came back in and said, why is all the, like, oh, this man, he told me I can go to heaven. By the way, that lady had cancer. That's why the best friend was concerned for her. But salvation. So she said, this man told me I can know for sure go to heaven. I'm saved. Wow. You need that. I mean, deaf people are just very blunt. The husband says, oh, I know. Finish. I'm saved. Like, you didn't tell me. Ooh. Stab the heart. Wow. Deaf people need Jesus Christ. We were in Florida. We had a fantastic Saturday. Oh, it was wonderful. But there was a deaf lady. We preached the gospel. A deaf lady did not come forward. Nobody raised their hand as not being saved. Nobody. Everybody said, saved. And we say, finished, meaning it's done. So, saved, finished. Yeah, okay. So, we went to lunch. I said, if you're concerned about your soul, please meet me. And this happens often. They won't come forward when others are watching. But very privately, they'll come up to you. And this lady, she came up to me. She said, the preaching, it said, know for sure you're saved. When I was old, 12, I accepted Jesus Christ, finished, but I don't know for sure I'm saved. By the way, it's a very normal thing to hear today. Okay, maybe not only in the deaf, but also hearing people. You know, they say, I made a profession of faith, I think I got saved at this age, but now I don't know. Many people doubt their salvation today. So I said, well, do you want to talk to somebody, a lady? She said, oh, yeah, please. So a deaf pastor's wife, herself, this lady was deaf. The pastor's wife was deaf. The pastor was deaf. So the pastor and his wife took this lady aside and began to explain to her the gospel so she could know for sure she was saved. So we were eating lunch and we were finished. And then later on in the day, she came back in. And she at a break time, she told me, she said this. I mean, you have to see this. This lady that had come, she said, everything's different. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Maybe you experienced that. Salvation, like, everything's different because Jesus Christ dwells within.
Amen.
I have a deaf friend. Her name is Vicky. And Vicky was one day, she volunteers at Silent Word Ministries. We have many volunteers at our ministry. The people there at Silent Word were either missionaries or volunteers from the community. And so Vicky moved from Pennsylvania with her husband. They moved down to Georgia to volunteer with us on a pretty much full-time basis. They're there every week if they can. And so she'd been working with deaf people and chatting and sign language. Vicky has, she with her hearing aids, she can hear okay. Take off her hearing aids, she's deaf. Sometimes she'll come in the office, she'll say, I'm in hearing mode today, I'm a hearing person. Sometimes she says, I'm deaf today. It's like, oh, okay. So I know whether to sign to her or talk to her. It's kind of strange. Anyway, so Vicky had been over here, and she was working with the deaf and all of that. And then she finished. She came back out, and I didn't know which mode. So I talked to her. I said, hey, Vicky, I got a question. She said, wait. And then she said this. She said, deaf. Hearing. The deaf understand that, okay? My brain, my way of thinking, deaf, let me take that off. Let me put on my hearing way. And then when she finished, she said, okay, hearing finished, take that off and put back on the deaf. It's just a different world. It's a different way of thinking. And somebody has to be burdened for deaf people. We were in South Carolina starting a deaf ministry. The assistant pastor of the church learned sign language. Oh, was he skilled? He was good. He could sign. We started the deaf ministry. He was involved, one of the interpreters in the church, the assistant pastor of the church, signing. Wow. It's very few pastors or assistant pastors, staff members that know sign language. So he was good. Wow. So we left the deaf ministry there. We went and we were starting other deaf ministries. And when we came back later, I think it was like 6 months later, we came back and like, you're not signing. You're not involved in interpreting. You're not involved in deaf ministry. Why? He said, well, an evangelist came to our church and he told me, he said, you have more potential than that. This assistant pastor told me, he says, don't waste your time with the deaf.
What?
It was an event. I'm just telling you what the assistant pastor told me. I don't know the name of the evangelist. I don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
You that are involved in the deaf ministry, you're not wasting your time.
Yeah, come on.
You that are involved in helping people come to Christ and get saved, you're not wasting your time. You have a ministry of people that sit on the back row back there, back against the wall. You're not wasting your time. You're going out to a place and there are people that are needy and you're thinking, oh, they will never listen to me. You're not wasting your time. And I would ask you tonight, who's going to reach deaf people? The Bible says this. Let's go to the next slide real quickly. Okay, let's go to the next slide. The Bible says in Isaiah, in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book. They don't hear it with their ears. But today, praise the Lord, they can hear it with their eyes. They can see the word of God on the hands. Deaf people don't read very well, generally. You know, some deaf people read good, but most deaf people don't read well enough to read a tract. We print simple English tracts back there. They read the Bible and they go like, they need somebody to teach them what it says. On the next slide. I said this last year, and I'm going to say it again. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says this. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to almost every creature. So, missionaries, when you're going to the other, you're going down to the sign Chile? Oh, Chile. You're going to Chile. I learned that sign today. Chile. You're going to Chile. Preach the gospel to almost every person there. Here in the church, pastor, you know, preach. When you're preaching, you're witnessing. Preach to almost every person. Don't preach to every person. That's what it says. Okay. You know what's going to happen. Let's take that off of there. Let's change that. Because that's what it says. The deaf are important. Who will reach the deaf? You don't often have a missionary to the deaf come here and give this kind of appeal. But I'm going to give you this appeal tonight. Please, if God's touched your heart for deaf, why don't you go up to Brother Fierro or some of the other deaf ministry workers and say, what can I do? How can I help? I want to learn sign language. I want to help reach these people. Oh, yeah, you could reach hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hearing people. So can somebody else. Very few people know how to reach the deaf. And so the deaf in this whole area, if there's nobody to tell them, they won't be saved. Diane, would you interpret for me, please? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. If you would stand with me, please. I know this type of message, this type of service is a little different. My burden is deaf people, and your burden may not be deaf, it may be something else, but God's touched your heart tonight. In just a moment, there'll be a number of invitations. God's touched your heart. Don't delay. Come to this altar. If you need to surrender to the deaf ministry tonight, do that. Oh, there are hundreds and thousands of deaf people in the area here that need to be saved, and the cults are trying to reach them, but they're not reaching them with the gospel. Who will reach the deaf? God's burdened your heart for some other area, some needy area. We've touched on a lot tonight. Would you just say yes? Would you come to this altar? Give yourself once again, new and afresh. Lord, I'm going to do what you want me to do. I've not been doing what I should. But specifically, if God's called you to work with the deaf, please come and surrender your heart to that tonight. Tell your pastor. Tell the deaf ministry leader. Tell me. Let's reach these people with the gospel. Don't waste your time. No, no, no. You're not wasting your time. Would you come? The song they're playing, I Surrender All. Would you do that tonight? All to Jesus, thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.